reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called a church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, on a recent trip from California to Maine, my wife and I were stuck for an extra day in a couple of airports owing to bad weather. We experienced moments of calmness as we blankly read, and also anxiety as we wondered whether or not we would get on that next flight. There are moments of acceptance and moments of denial. But more to the point, we just wanted to get home. In today's excerpt from the Acts of the Apostles, we read of Paul's travels from Lystra to Derbe, then back to Lystra and Iconium, on to Pisidia, on to Pamphylia, and then to Perga and Attalia, and finally back home to Antioch. We hear of Paul's persecutions, Paul's successes, Paul's failure. And we hear of their exhortation to the disciples. "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. My journey, Paul's journey, is commonly taken as a metaphor for life. In life, as in a journey, we experience lack of control. We have to trust the pilot of the plane. We have to trust the people who are with us on the journey. Good things and bad things can happen. I can get stuck because of weather. There might be mechanical problems. On the other hand, I might meet a very fascinating person as a fellow passenger and have a wonderful discussion. Especially for Paul, on his journeys in that era, I'm sure there were moments of great courage and other moments of great fear. Along the way, in terms of the metaphor, we experience challenges to our faith. Extending the metaphor further, we might say that the journey, life, baseball. Sometimes you have small hits, small successes, singles and doubles. More rarely, you have big hits, triples, home runs. On the other hand, you can also have failures. You might strike out. You might hit into a double play. You might make an error. You might even be beaned by the baseball. And the length of the game, well, it's uncertain. The game may get rained out after only 6 or 7 innings. On the other hand, it may go much beyond the expected 9 innings. You might go into extra innings. That's life. That's baseball. As Yogi Berra once said, it ain't over till it's over. But wait a minute. We as Christians believe that it's never really over, that life's hardships, life's goodness and badness are only a prelude to the joy of God's kingdom. In today's reading from the Gospel of John, Jesus says to us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Not as the world gives, beyond the world." Jesus is offering us a real peace, the gift of salvation. And that's why Jesus can continue to say, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." This is real peace. This is beyond the hardships of life. We might say, in the words similar to Yogi Berra, that for us Christians,